Hour number three. A musical change there. Some of you remember that from years ago. An oldie but goodie brought back. It's a timeless piece. They just don't wear out. Joining us now this hour is David John Oates, a master of reverse speech from Australia, a man who has been doing amazing things with the subconscious mind for a long time now. Hello, David. Welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing well, Jeff. And you?
Oh, good. You sound just like you're right next door. Great phone connection tonight.
Oh, good. I am glad.
Superb.
Nice when we get them to work.
Yeah. Are you getting a grip down there on the fear factor that's being partly orchestrated over here? Of course, the mainstream media is going berserk with Ebola. Part of the outbreak is quite real. We keep getting stories. Anybody who's sick now in a strange place is considered to be possibly infected. If they've had any kind of connection with Dallas or hospitals or medical work, it's getting to be pretty crazy out there, and it's trying to pull back. Yeah. Time will tell what will happen here. But so far, what we do know is that the CDC and the medical establishment in general have just, they couldn't have bungled this thing much worse. It's just been a mess. It's almost like they want us to get it. And Obama will not stop the flights coming direct from West Africa. About 1,000 people have come every week. There are 13 or 15,000 visas available for these people. It's really as if they want it over here. And I don't, now they're going to send our National Guard over to Liberia. And they're not going to have full protection. They're going to be out there in the sun and the heat, and it's like they want these people to get sick, to bring them home, lots of them, to make sure this gets a foothold in this country and keeps people scared to death, which is already happening. There was a picture, I've got it on my homepage, I don't know if you saw it, of somebody in Dulles International Airport sitting waiting for a flight in a full suit with a protective headgear of the works, a full bioprotection suit in the airport.
Wow.
So, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, they're certainly talking about it down here in Australia. We had our own scare, too. Nurse returned from one of those African countries, and she developed a mild level of fever and was all panicked, and then she finally tested negative. But I got a few reversals on Obama talking about Ebola, so we'll
good.
Run
oh,
that
this will be very good. He also went to Atlanta and met with some of the staff at Emory University Hospital, where they had taken and in fact have, I think, one or both of the nurses from Dallas who had become infected. He said he hugged and kissed some of the nurses. He's not worried. Well, that suggests that just maybe he's been given something to give him an immunity. Don't know. Why would they risk something like that if he weren't 100% sure that he could not get it? That's strange.
That's a good question.
Okay, so what do you have for us tonight, Maestro?
All right, well, we're going to start off with Obama and Ebola, seeing that's how the conversation started, okay?
Yeah.
And these are in no particular order. This is from a speech he gave this week, I think. Anyway, here's the forward.
Make certain that the disease does not spread further.
Make certain that the disease does not spread further. And he says in reverse, Jesus, have mercy.
Jesus, have mercy.
Right there.
Jesus, have mercy. Jesus, have mercy.
Wow.
There it is.
Wow.
Yes.
That's interesting.
Yeah, well, it's sort of like a cry from the soul, really. I mean, I think he's worried about it.
It does sound like it. Maybe he's out of the loop, and he's doing what his advisors tell him. Of course, we know he's not ultimately in charge of much of anything.
Yeah,
that's pretty wild.
You listen to this one.
In order for us to not just save the lives of families like the one I just discussed, but ultimately to make sure that this doesn't have the kinds of spillover effects that become even more difficult to control.
And here he says, kill them, slaughter.
Kill them, slaughter. Kill them, slaughter.
There it is.
Dylan Plopper.
There you go.
Huh. Wow.
That's pretty, pretty much in your face, that one.
It's right and there. Yeah, absolutely right there. Geez.
Here we have this next one.
I just had the opportunity to meet with Doctors Gardland and Ribner and members of their team and the nurses who, sorry, doctors, but haven't been in hospitals.
And here he says, guard the women.
Guard the women. Guard the women.
Hmm.
Guard the women.
Of course, it's two women who have been infected in America.
So. Yeah. Yeah.
So, these are some interesting reversals. Here we have another one.
We know that if we take the proper steps, we can save lives.
And here he says, new fate that warn you.
New fate that or a new... New fate that or a new... New fate that or a new...
See, what I'm getting for these reversals, Jeff, is he's really scared.
So it does sound like it. It does. There's no arrogance. There's no mockery. There's no denial. He's reacting congruently with that. That's very interesting. Very interesting.
And here we have one reversal that might be denial.
The disease had already killed the father.
And here he says, "Don't look at our diseases."
But what in our diseases? But what in our diseases?
Actually, that's not very clear. That one.
But what in our diseases?
Anyway, there you go. Not as clear as some of the others.
Well, so in sum, what would you say? He's not in on any kind of a conspiracy. He's scared.
Right. Mm. Yeah, that's what I'm getting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's scared. Yeah, here's another one that shows he's afraid.
And then at the White House, we're going to bring more nations together to strengthen our global health security, so that we can better prevent, detect, and respond to future outbreaks before they become epidemics.
And here he says, the hell with that.
The hell with that. The hell with that. The hell with that.
Okay, how do we read that one?
This is going to lead to hell. This is a hellish, dangerous situation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's all black. So he's afraid, Jeff.
Very interesting.
That's what I get from the reversals. So they're all the Ebola reversals I've got. Thanks to my trusty students who sent this to me about 2 hours before the show. I was getting all these reversals ready for you right up until the wire, Jeff.
Well, good job, students. Thank you. That was very good. Well, there's so much being said now, and how could you even begin to try to deduce which is worth spending time on? But with the software, it becomes a lot easier.
Oh, yeah.
Those are amazing. I wouldn't have figured that would be the case. I really wouldn't.
Yeah, no, I know. I was quite amazed when I found them. Yeah, he's scared. Oh. That's all I can tell you, you know. And we'll keep on monitoring the situation, you know, and we'll get more reversals for you next month.
Yeah. Very good.
Hopefully, we're not looking at a few dozen deaths by next month.
Well, I think we're going to see more infections here without any question. I don't understand how I've watched the CDC, Thomas Frieden, lying. I've watched Dr. Uh-huh. Anthony Fauci of the National Institutes of Health lying on national TV. So I don't know who's really running this show. But it's obviously not Obama, and there are people pulling strings here. This is too. It's almost too inept to be believed. I just don't get it. Everybody's lying. The hospital in Dallas lied. The nurses' union is furious about having been lied to and deceived. This woman who went to the bridal shop in Akron, Ohio, who worked on Duncan, and who knew she was sick, flew there anyway, spent the day looking at bridal dresses, trying them on, due to get married next May, I think, and then flew back. She claimed she called the CDC, admitted she had a slight temperature, and They said, sure, go ahead and fly home. Now, this woman should never have flown.
No.
This is going to end up in court somewhere. Watch. Because she knew if she had a fever, she should not mix with other people. So that plane flew 5 more times before it was grounded. After she got off, she was sick on the plane. There's no question about it. 132 wow. other people were on the plane. And they're all trying to find them. It's hard to do, I guess. They put out an appeal that the people should contact Frontier Airlines. So, and then they had this cruise ship, a woman, another healthcare worker, apparently from Dallas, the same hospital, it's my understanding, I have no confirmation yet, was on a cruise ship that was off Belize. She was sick, reported that she was sick, confined to somewhere on the ship, maybe her cabin, I don't know. Belize would not let the ship dock so she could get off and be flown back to the U.S. The ship is on its way back to Galveston, Texas now with her on it. So, but again, a healthcare worker. And if you remember, in Liberia, the healthcare workers and first responders were the ones to really go down quickest and earliest in this outbreak. So we'll see. Yeah.
Well, I just think we're seeing the tip of the iceberg, Jeff.
I'm afraid you're right. This guy, Thomas Frieden, the head of the CDC, for all of you who are listening and who do this, you students of David's, that guy should be thoroughly analyzed. He is a liar. He is a
who's this guy?
Thomas Frieden, Frieden. He's the head of the Centers for Disease Control. He's been on all the talk shows. You can find him on YouTube. And he lied, just bald-faced lied right on camera. And with Dr. Sanjay Gupta, when they were talking about transmissibility. And at first he said, look, we're standing 3 feet apart. You could not get this from me if I were infected. And Dr. Gupta said, well, wait a minute. What if you sneezed or coughed? And a sneeze will throw out up to 50,000 aerosolized tiny droplet particulates, each one of which can be carrying viruses. And he said to Frieden, what if you sneezed? And he said, well, we'd have to take another look at that. Now, this is really ridiculous because their position has been that it can't be spread airborne, which is a complete lie. Of course it can. Yeah. A cough, a sneeze, that's all it takes. So anyway, Thomas Frieden, worth some really serious looking and listening to his forward speech with your technology.
All right, I've made a note of it. We will do a search on him after the show and see what we can find.
He may be fired soon, by the way, so.
All right.
We'll see.
All right, let us move on and look at some reversals about ISIL. I think there's a couple. I think I played them on your show last time. I'm not sure. You know, we'll play them again. Here we have one of the beheadings. Here's the board.
You have been at the forefront of the aggression towards the Islamic State.
And here it says, I need the hate.
I need the hate. I need the hate. I need the hate.
Boy, that's very clear. I need the hate. That's what they're trying to generate with this, to get people to hate and fear and hate. Yep.
That's what they're all on about.
Wow.
Here we have another one.
It's Muslims from all walks of life who have accepted the Islamic caliphate as their leadership.
And here he says they should be dead.
Especially dead. Especially dead.
Huh? Now, who is this
pretty
guy
clear
talking?
Too, isn't it?
Yeah, crystal clear. Who is this talking?
This is the executioner. This is the man who was holding the knife.
Allegedly, and of course there were cutaway, and he sounds too composed and too intelligent to me.
Yeah.
Play that last one again because that was absolutely spot clear. Wow.
Okay, so here's the forward.
Muslims from all walks of life who have accepted the Islamic caliphate as their leadership.
And this is, they should be dead.
Especially dead. Especially dead. Especially dead.
Wow.
So, no doubt about his motives, are there?
No, none.
none whatsoever. Big scare in Australia too over the whole terrorism thing. Australia's passed some pretty harsh laws.
Mm-hmm.
So. All right, here we have another one.
To deny the Muslims their right of living in safety under the Islamic Caliphate.
And here he says, do not see the night facing it.
You must see the night facing it.
Oh, yeah.
You must see the night facing it.
Yeah.
You must see the night facing it.
Yeah. Okay, I don't know what he means by that.
Do not see the night facing it. No, I don't know what that means.
The only thing either. I should think of is he's not seeing the downside of what he's doing.
So I don't know. I don't see any, yeah, I don't see any darkness. I don't see the night facing it. I see light. In other words,
he's oblivious. He's
absolutely
oblivious.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. And here's another bit of a strange one.
Because of your insistence in continuing your bombings in Al Mernis and Mar and the Morse of them.
And here he says, and the bomb was in the mountain.
And the bomb was in the mountain. And the bomb was in the mountain.
A little bit unclear.
And the bomb was in the mountain.
Know what he means by that. They were all on top of a mountain at one stage, weren't they? All the refugees were...
They were trapped on a mountain, and most of them got away, but a lot of them didn't, and there were a number of them, I guess, massacred there.
Right. Yeah, I think that's probably what that reversal is referring to. All right, here we have Obama talking about ISIL. Here we go. All right, here we have... All right, here's the first one.
These strikes have protected American personnel and facilities.
And here he says, see the list, there's no uncertain. I wonder what that means. See the list, there's no uncertain.
See the list, there's no uncertain.
See the list, there's no uncertain. See the list, there's no uncertain.
Wonder what he means by that.
Don't know. That's an odd one. I see the list.
That's a really odd one. I'm going to listen to the forwards again.
These strikes have protected American personnel and facilities.
I was talking about strikes. See the list. Is that one certain? I don't know, Jeff.
Don't know. Can't figure that one.
All right. Okay. Well, we'll continue on.
It's there, but I don't know what it means.
I don't know what it means either. Maybe someone else can give us some clues. Here's a bit of a damning one. Listen to this one.
It is America that has the capacity and the will to mobilize the world against terrorists.
Okay.
Oh, really?
And it says backwards, we sell the bombs.
With our bombs. With our bombs. With our bombs.
Sure do.
Bit of a,
the world's
bit
number
of a
one.
State, eh?
Yeah, the world's number one merchant of death and weaponry. We sell the bomb.
Yep. So while he's having a go at them forward in reverse, he's saying, "Well, you know, we're supplying all the weaponry for this in the first place." You know, so bit of a duplicitous statement that one. Okay, here we have another one on Obama.
We'll also support Iraq's efforts to stand up National Guard units to help Sunni communities secure their own freedom from ISIL's control.
Won't shine, finance it, is what the reversal says.
Won't shine, finance it.
Clear, too.
Won't shine, finance it.
Yeah, clear.
Won't shine, finance it.
What does he say, David, again? What?
Won't shine, finance it.
White
finance?
Shine. What does
no,
white
shine? No, don't. Don't shine. D-O-N-T.
Okay.
Won't shine. I'm sorry. Won't shine.
Okay.
Finance it. I'll do it again. In other words, won't...
Won't shine, finance it.
Yeah, there it is.
Won't shine, finance it.
I got it.
Won't shine, finance it.
Yeah, I think there's an it in front of it. It won't shine. So, in other words, it won't shine. Finance it.
It won't shine. Okay, let's do it again.
Won't shine, finance it.
You're absolutely right.
Won't shine, finance it.
Yeah.
Won't shine, finance it.
Yeah, there is an it in front of it. Now, let's get the forwards. Let's play the forwards again and see if we can extrapolate a context.
We'll also support Iraq's efforts to stand up National Guard units to help Sunni communities secure their own freedom from ISIL's control.
All right. I think that, see, the We Won't Shine See, I think he thinks he's going to have limited success. I think this is going to be a tough road for him, even though he's financing the operation or pouring funds into
Yes, and you're right, because every military strategist said we cannot defeat them from the air only. Can't do it.
Right, right. And I think that's what the reversal points to. So, yeah, okay, all right. All right.
Those are very clear, very clear.
Mm. Yeah. Most of these were found by an analyst by the name of She-Wolf. She goes on the internet as She-Wolf. Now, where's some more ISIL reversals? Oh, that's all the ones I've specifically got. Oh no! I played those ones. Okay, all right. So
it's okay if you want to if you want to repeat any. It's okay. People don't remember, and it's been a month.
Oh well, let's go. I've got lots of other reversals to play for the show, but let's go back to some of the ones I played because we played some on ISIL last show, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, and where are they? I'm just trying to see which one they were. Here was this classic one talking about fighting ISIL.
First, we will conduct a systematic campaign of airstrikes against these terrorists.
And here he says, and I'm a sissy.
And I'm a sissy.
And I'm a sissy.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah,
that was, in other words, he isn't going to follow through with what needs to be done.
Okay? Get on out there. I'll be right behind you. That's what.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You're absolutely
very good.
Right.
All right. Hold on a second, David, and we have to take a break. We'll come right back. David John Oates, live from Australia, and we're listening to some really remarkable examples of reverse speech, as we always do. If you want to hear more, there are almost 10,000 examples at reversespeech.com. There's an app you can get for your Apple iPhone, which will allow you to isolate and play these back. It's a remarkable thing. He has a home study course you can get, all kinds of things going on in the world of reverse speech. Be right back in a minute. Okay, lots of reversals ahead with David. Let's get right back to it. Okay, next up.
All right. Okay. All right. So what we're going to do now is we're just going to run through some general miscellaneous reversals. I've got some on McCain and Obama we haven't played yet. Janet Napolitano. Now, Bill Deagle. Who's Bill Deagle? I should know this name.
Well, he's Dr. Bill Deagle has his own radio talk show. It's on the same network that Alex Jones is on. He's been doing it for a number of years. He's on this program once a week and has a lot to say about a lot of different things. He's a very controversial man and was a practicing medical doctor for a long time. And go ahead with what you have.
I just got one reversal on him. That's why he's a guest on your show, isn't he?
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So here's the forward.
And I didn't do any of that. I did work on an infection, but he gave me a lot of information about what they did in their facility. Was they?
And here he says, "We love this government."
He's not misrepresenting. He's not misrepresenting.
A little bit unclear.
That's not too clear. I couldn't understand the forward speech, frankly.
No, I agree. The reversal is not as clear as I thought it was.
No.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
All right, okay, let's move on. Janet Napolitano, let's see how clear this one is.
Response. And we will be working with all other states throughout the recovery period.
She says, you wreck your house.
You wreck your house.
Huh.
You wreck your house.
Wonder what she's talking about.
You wreck your house.
Wonder what she's talking about forward, during the recovery period.
Housing market, maybe.
Oh yeah, could be. Yeah, yeah. Well, that would make sense with the reversal. All right, here we have John McCain.
And that the situation is very much like Yemen and Somalia shows me that the president really doesn't have a grasp for how serious the threat of ISIS is.
And here he says, alarmist and enemy.
Alarmist and enemy.
Oh, yeah.
Alarmist and enemy.
Yeah, that's there.
Alarmist and enemy.
Well, yeah. Well, he's describing ISIL, isn't he? They're alarmist. You know, alarmist enemy.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just trying to think. He's not talking about Obama there at all.
No, he's talking about ISIS. ISIL, whatever you call it.
Yeah, the subject. He's commenting on the subject. Yeah. We always say ISIS over here for the most part, but since Obama won't say ISIS, even the media says ISIS. Obama will not say it. He says ISIL. Figure that out. I can't.
All right, so that's just a congruent reversal on John McCain. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And here we have another one that looks congruent, too.
All this didn't have to happen.
And here he says, the bad bandits.
The bad bandits.
Oh, that's clear.
The bad bandits.
Yeah, yeah.
The bad bandits.
Yep, that one's nice.
Kind of a cornball statement, the bad bandits.
It is rather, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, but once again, a congruent reversal. You know?
Exactly. Yeah. Yep.
Talking about the enemy.
Yep.
All right.
Well, he wants to nuke him. He would if he could.
Oh, you know what? I got a reversal about that. I don't think I put it through to my final batch when I was sorting him out today.
From him?
But yeah, there was a reversal on McCain about nuking him. I'll have to go back and find it.
Oh, if you can, that'd be fun, because he would.
Yeah,
I'll
see if I can find it. Okay. All right, so anyway, here's the next one.
Hillary Clinton has described already the meeting in the White House over 2 years ago. Everyone in the national security team recommended arming ISIS.
And he says, they're used to us.
They're used to us.
Oh, that's clear.
They're used to us. They're used to us.
Yeah, well.
Very, very clear.
Yeah, they're used to us.
In other words, our involvement with them goes back years.
Yeah, right.
So they're used
right.
to us.
Okay, that makes sense. All right, here's the next one on McCain.
If we do not help Ukrainians, there's going to be a worse of a slaughter.
And here it says, we deal fate.
We deal fate.
We deal fate.
There it is.
We deal fate.
I wonder if that means that they're involved.
What he calls Ukrainians represent the Kiev government, which is a phony government which was installed by the United States and its Zionist handlers after 5 years of planning. And I think I've forgotten how much was spent, but Victoria Nuland bragged that was over $5 billion was spent over a period of six years to create the overthrow and put in this this puppet government, which is exactly what is going on.
That's interesting.
Poroshenko, we call him Porky over here. Poroshenko is the so-called leader of Ukraine. In point of fact, he has sent the military, with instructions from whom I don't know, but into the east and in the breakaway republics of... in the Donbass region, you probably know most of this, but over 3,600 people have died at the hands of the Kiev army, including their own troops.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
right.
There have been a lot of people killed in the last 6-8 months there. There's a peace, an unsteady peace, now a truce going on in the east. Poroshenko has signed an agreement granting special status to the Donbass region, which includes Donetsk and Lugansk in the east. So they have really lost not only Crimea to Russia, but they've lost that entire region. Special status, and there's a border, a demarcation line now between them, and I don't think you're going to see the Ukrainian army try again to conquer the pro-Russian east. They, in fact, 2 days ago, there were hundreds of Ukrainian soldiers in multiple cities in the west of Ukraine, demanding that the army demobilize them. They didn't want to fight anymore against their brothers and sisters and cousins in the east. So it's a big mess, and we're behind it. McCain, of course, is thoroughly behind the fake government in Kiev. That's just who he is. Anyway.
Yep. All right. Next one on McCain. Here's the Ford.
We had it won thanks to the surge. It was won. The victory was there. All we needed was a force behind to provide support, not to engage in combat.
And he says, we'll give it now.
We'll give it now.
So he's talking about the surge. What's he talking about?
Let's play the Fords again. Here we go.
We had it won thanks to the surge. It was won. The victory was there. All we needed was a force behind to provide support, not to engage in combat.
He's talking about Iraq. Yeah. I think he's talking about Iraq.
We'll give it now. Well,
and now Iraq has fallen apart, and he said all we had to do is leave a force behind there and not pull everybody out. And that's what he's talking about. All right.
Okay. All right.
Hold on, David. We have to pause just for a couple. We'll come right back with David John Oates and more reverse speech. Reversals, as we always do with David. Okay, go ahead and let's hear the next one.
All right, let's digress a little bit from politics. Here's a couple on Mel Gibson. I don't really know.
He has been all but gone from the media here. Never hear his name.
Really?
Nothing.
Well, this reversal may explain why. Here's the Ford.
Did you know him? Did you know he was Jewish?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, I don't know who he's talking about being Jewish, but he says, mostly want a punch.
Mostly want a punch. Mostly want a punch.
Because he's known
mostly
for...
Mostly want a punch.
He's known for his outburst.
He said, and let's play the forward again. He says, I don't know, or I don't...
I didn't know he was Jewish. I don't know who he's talking about.
Did you know him? Did you know he was Jewish?
No, I don't think so.
No, I don't know who he's talking about.
No, I don't think so. That's a qualifier, and I think he wasn't telling the truth.
Mostly want a punch.
Yeah.
Here's the reversal again.
Mostly want a punch.
Yep. Oh, he's mad. He's angry. He's mad. Yeah.
He is angry, yeah. I just messaged...
He has every right to be, though.
Yeah, I just messaged the person who found the reversal, see if they know what the context is. And here we have the second one on Mel Gibson.
In sobriety, sitting here in front of you, national television.
Oh, the light won't shine.
The light won't shine.
Oh.
The light won't shine. The light won't shine.
Yeah.
He's talking about being sober, isn't he? But the light won't shine means he ain't going to be successful. He's going to punch.
Well, I'm not sure. Could it be that he's saying in forwards? He's talking about being on national television,
right?
Okay, in the hands of the mainstream media, and in reverse, he's saying the light won't shine. In other words, the mainstream media is going to lie, to obfuscate, to corrupt, to continue to try to smear him. The truth won't come out with the mainstream media.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's possible.
So here's the here's the fraud.
In sobriety, sitting here in front of you, national television.
And the light won't shine.
The light won't shine.
The light won't shine. The light won't shine.
Well, he is talking about sobriety, so I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's a remark that is quite clear, and I think it's in its meaning. It ain't going to happen, something.
That's what I get from it, because he mostly wants to punch.
All right,
we have another reverse on Obama.
And a Taliban taking over large parts of Afghanistan.
Oh, right, and he says, I'll be lost on it.
I'll be lost in it.
Hmm. He doesn't know what to do.
No.
He still doesn't.
He still doesn't, David.
No, I know. Well, we've seen the theme in Obama's reversals for the last 6 years, you know?
And yeah.
He just really doesn't know what he's doing.
No.
He comes across very well sometimes, but that's about all. All right, maybe we have another one on Obama. I'm not too sure what he's talking about. We'll find out.
And even as there will be dark days ahead.
And this one says, evil, worst enemy.
Evil, worst enemy. Evil, worst enemy. Evil, worst enemy.
I guess he's talking about ISIS, I'd imagine. Saying there's dark
He was the first piece was talking about the Taliban. So I don't know if that came from the same session or not.
No, these aren't in any order.
I see.
All right. Can I play this one? I'll play this one. Here we go.
My fellow Americans, this has been a difficult decade for our country.
And here it says, blank off.
Boy, he doesn't like this country. He doesn't like white people. He doesn't like America.
I know, you're right. That's the whole essence of that reversal. Nice and clear, that one.
Yeah, totally.
All right, next one along.
The cancer of violent extremism.
Oh, talking about ISIL again, I guess.
The cancer of violent extremism.
I don't know what the reversal means, though. In the lab, her snake.
In the lab, her snake?
Huh.
In the lab, her snake?
Clear, too.
In the lab, her snake?
Don't know.
Talking about ISIS.
We'd have to have more in the forwards work with.
Yeah, I know. I will instruct my person to give me more.
Wait. If it is ISIS, ISIS is a female god. Right?
That's right.
So maybe...
Oh, in the lab, her snake. Yeah.
I don't know.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. All right, here we have another one on Obama.
And provide you with the care...
Oh, see, I need a whole lot more for this, all the fours I've got.
And provide you with the care.
No. Well, this reverse is going to mean anything. It says, rape the wee government.
Rape the wee government. Rape the wee government.
And again.
Rape the wee government.
So, but without a context for the fours, I can't tell you what that means.
I can't figure that.
No. All right. I'm sorry about that.
No problem.
Have this... All right, here's another one.
And the Afghan people will be responsible for their own security.
Okay, and here he's... Oh, he's talking about Afghanistan. This is from the same speech. Right, the government. Wow, it doesn't like the Afghan government.
Uh-huh.
And here he says, so evil will beat mankind.
So evil will beat mankind.
Wow.
So evil will beat mankind.
Oh, my God.
So evil will beat mankind.
Well, that may be a revelation of his ultimate allegiance.
Yeah, that's highly likely, highly possible. Well, yeah, a lot of these reversals aren't too bad.
No, there's.
I'm only hearing it for the second time. I went through them all this morning, getting ready for your show. You know.
Yeah.
All right, here we have another one.
And those who want to be a part of a peaceful Afghanistan must break from Al-Qaeda, abandon violence, and abide by the Afghan Constitution.
Here it says, they tied up.
They ate up.
Huh.
They ate up.
Paid up.
Not tied up, paid up. They paid up. I'll say it again.
Paid up.
Paid up.
Yeah.
Paid up.
Yeah.
Paid up.
All right. So the fours is about the government in Afghanistan. Let's play the fours again.
And those who want to be a part of a peaceful Afghanistan must break from Al-Qaeda, abandon violence, and abide by the Afghan constitution.
Okay, they paid up.
They paid up. They paid up. They paid up.
I wonder what they paid. I guess, I don't know, they're paying America for military protection?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how old the speech is. It's.
I know, these are all recent.
They are? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, these are all downloaded. You must be talking about .gov.
Downsizing our presence there, then.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see.
All right, here we have something talking about the month of December. I don't know what's happening in December, but I'll play it anyway.
One soldier summed it up well. The message, he said, is we don't forget. You will be held accountable no matter how long it takes.
And here it says, message December.
Last December.
I don't know what he's thinking about in December.
No.
I don't know. All right. Oh, someone just messaged me and said they paid in blood. So, it says they paid up. So that's highly likely. Possible.
Well, let's hear it.
All right, there's all the reversals.
We can hear it. Let's hear it again. See if it says they paid in blood.
Oh, no, they're saying that's what that means. They paid.
Oh, gotcha. Very okay. Good, yeah.
So
yeah.
Here's the verse again, they paid up.
Yeah.
They paid up. They paid up.
And
sure.
They did pay in blood.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
So do we.
Yeah, that's true. We certainly did.
Well, listen, your students did a great job picking things out. They're very clear. The syllables are all there. They're tight. Not only a couple were a little bit sloppy and hard to figure out, but they did a good job. We have now this massive Ebola fear, so folks out there helping David, concentrate on any public speeches or statements or announcements made by Obama or the head of the CDC, especially this guy, Thomas Frieden. Watch that guy. He's a snake. Speaking of snakes, there's one for you.
Wow.
See what happens.
All right.
They're lying to us, David. They've been lying and lying.
That's as obvious as anything.
And honest to God, if they were to try to bring it over here, they couldn't be doing a much better job. The demand over here to stop airline flights from West Africa to the United States is enormous. And they keep giving Obama and his lackeys, flunkies, keep giving phony, lame excuses as to why they shouldn't be stopped. It makes no sense whatsoever. So, it's weird. It's really
all right,
weird.
All there's our music.
Yes, sir. Thank you. That was really good, David, as always. And
no worries.
We'll talk to you next month. We'll know a lot more about Ebola by next month. That's for sure.
Yeah. I'll give you a call after, too.
Okay. Take care.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, man.
Okay, that's our program tonight, and we thank you for being here. A Friday night come and gone. A weekend is upon us again. And next Friday night on the 24th, Brad Steiger will be here. We're going to do our Halloween program and read some ghost stories for you, look at some art. Finally getting some of the art uploaded and the stories uploaded as well. And we still, I think, have a couple of days left for contest entries. We're going to try and hold it off until Monday or Tuesday. All right. Take care. Eat good. Remember, you are what you eat, and you are what you think. And we will talk soon.